AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The man accused of shooting and killing five people in Philadelphia appeared in court today. District Attorney Larry Krasner says the mood has changed in that neighborhood since the shooting.
The desolation on those streets, the absence of cars, the absence of people, the curtains closed, the doors locked in that neighborhood, and also the comments from neighbors, the ones who did come out, about how close they themselves came to being shot and killed.
In Shreveport, Louisiana, a block party on the 4th of July turned into a crime scene. Shots were fired. Four people are dead. City Councilor Alan Jackson says people were celebrating the 4th of July, celebrating freedom.
But somebody chose to take that right away. Somebody chose to take the right for us to feel safe and feel happy in our own city away. And if you don't feel like that's a problem, then we have even more problems on our hands.
No arrests have been made in Shreveport. A sheriff's deputy in Georgia was shot and killed, and the suspect tried to flee in the deputy's patrol car. The Navy says Iran tried to seize two oil tankers near the strategic Strait of Hormuz, opening fire on one of them. In London, a man who says Kevin Spacey made crude and racially offensive remarks before forcibly touching him said he kept the degrading incident boxed up inside for more than a decade because he feared no one would believe his word against that of an Oscar-winning golden boy. Spacey is on trial for sexual assault. The Mississippi Supreme Court will hear an appeal as some residents in the majority black capital Jackson tried to revive one of the lawsuits challenging the appointment rather than election of some judges in the capital city, and the top justice will not take part in that hearing. New York Yankees pitcher Jimmy Cordero was suspended for the rest of the season by Major League Baseball for violating the sport's domestic violence policy. Markets around the world finished lower. Wall Street is drifting today following a rally that sent it roaring 16% higher for the year so far. This is AP News. Conservatives are moving to red states. Liberals are moving to blue states as America becomes more polarized.
Colorado and more conservative Idaho, with opposing state laws on abortion and gender-affirming care, represent two sides of a state-level political divergence on core issues that is getting worse. Former Colorado state lawmaker Rob Whitwer, a Republican, says he's seen the fast-growing Rocky Mountain state transformed by an influx of new liberal-minded residents. Brett Weinstein, a realtor in Denver, says politics has become the top issue for people buying a home. Meanwhile, in Idaho, retired police officer Tim Cole drew compliments from neighbors after raising a thin blue line banner with his U.S. flag, something he says he never felt safe doing in Los Angeles. In all but two states, one party controls the entire legislature. Analysts say some of it is due to last year's Supreme Court decision on abortion, while the pandemic created a mobile workforce that, amid lockdowns and mask mandates, realized how much power state government can wield. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.